Joining us this morning is WAMC's political observer, Alan Shartok. And good morning, Alan, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And to you and yours, David. And I'm delighted and happy that you're helping us out this morning on a very important holiday. So thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm always glad to be here. And Alan, unfortunately, a good friend of ours, former New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey, has died. He served 20 years in the House. He was a member of the State Assembly before he went to Washington. And if you recall, back in June, he announced he was suffering from frontotemporal degeneration, which is a terminal neurological condition. He had also suffered from colon cancer, and they haven't announced services yet, but on this Thanksgiving Day, we remember our friend Congressman Hinchey.
We do, David. He was a very good friend of mine and of WAMC's, and he was widely admired as Mr. Environment. He was the champion of environmental issues in the state legislature when he was here. He always took my interns from SUNY New Paltz and SUNY at Albany, and he was just a guy who was extraordinarily kind to so many of us. As far as WAMC is concerned, when we started it back there in 1979-1980, he was so giving, it was unbelievable. He was instrumental in starting the Congressional Corner with me. I asked him to help get others to participate, and he did. The reason so many people from Bernie Sanders on joined, I think, is that Maurice, I knew exactly what he did, but I know he did it, went around and got them all to say, okay, I'll do it. So he was really a champion when we were starting the station back in the day. He was amazing. He helped us get people to come on. I remember him reaching out to Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie, his friends. It was an extraordinary effort on his part to make sure that public radio survived. So when he was in Washington, he was a crusader. I do remember that he took on an awful lot of the garbage companies, and I do remember he was, for a while, carrying a revolver because I think there were threats and all kinds of things to him about his work. So he was a courageous man. I know he loved to drive. He would drive back and forth. Other people would take the plane. He loved to drive. Students loved him. We loved him. I loved him. It's a great loss for all of us.
Indeed, Alan. We, as I mentioned, services have not yet been announced, but as soon as we know something, of course, you'll hear it here on WAMC. Thanks again, Alan, and again, a happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you, David, and one last thing, and a big shout-out to his wonderful family, who's done so much to help him in this very difficult time. So they deserve a tremendous amount of thanks from all of us.